Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say anything unto you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king comes to you, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set Jesus thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strew them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And they said to him, Do you hear what these say? And Jesus said to them, Yes, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babies and infants you have perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing on it but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on you henceforth for ever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is a fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Truly I say unto you, If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, Be you removed, and be you cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I will go, sir. And he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? And they said unto him, The first. And Jesus said unto them, Truly I say unto you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes will go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain landlord who planted a vineyard, and he hedged it round about, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and rented it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord thereof of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those husbandmen? And they said unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will rent out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall give him the fruits when the harvest comes. And Jesus said unto them, Did you never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke about them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet.